This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said جاءكم شهر رمضان شهر مبارك افترض الله عليكم صومه. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام, the month of Ramadan has approached, is upon you, is here. It is a blessed month. And Allah had obligated fasting that month upon you. That is there an announcement, an anticipation of a great month that is to come, that Allah had blessed us with and He deposited so many blessings in. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wanted the Muslims at his time and Muslims of today to be excited, to be ready for Ramadan. Here is coming a month that is so special. Allah had made it an obligation on you to fast. And the fact that Allah had made it an obligation should tell you a lot about how much Allah loves it. And a lot about how beneficial it is for all of us. Because Allah, when He loves something so much, He obligates it. Keep that in mind. When it comes to salah, to fasting, anything, when Allah loves a thing so much, it becomes what? An obligation. And when something is so beneficial for you and for me, it becomes an obligation. So it's not an obligation in terms of a burden. No, in fact, one of the things that we want to get from this khutbah is that no, in fact, it's an obligation in terms of that great blessings that come with it. So much so that we have to fast it. So much so that we want to fast it, bi-ithnillah, despite the difficulties that might lie ahead, despite the reluctance that we might have, despite all of that. But there's a great blessings in it. So anticipate it and look forward to it as Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam wanted from us. افترض الله عليكم صيامه أو صومه. This is no. So we have to fast. And in it we have to remember, in order to be excited about it, the many blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal that He has in it. In that hadith He said, تفتح فيه أبواب الجنة وتغلق فيه أبواب النار. The gates of heaven are opened, all of them without exception. None will remain closed. And the gates of hellfire will be closed. None of them will remain open. And you can anticipate or you can feel how momentous that time is when you start Ramadan, and you can almost imagine all the gates or the sound of the gates of Jannah, all of them opening. لَابُدَّ مِنْ إِسْتِحْضَارِ هَذَا. You have to kind of think about that for you to realize what a great month you're going to be having. All the gates of Jannah now are opening one by one, and they will remain open till the end of the month. And then the sound of all the gates of hellfire closing one by one. Not even one is open. And they'll remain closed till the end of the month. Now tell me what that means to you. When you find that all the gates of Jannah are open and all the gates of hellfire are closed, that there is a great rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal descending. There are great rewards from Allah Azza wa Jal coming your way. It's an invitation for you to march, to run towards Jannah, and entering it is what? Easier. Because the door is open. Right? when a door is open, it's easier to enter a space. And hellfire, the doors are closed. What does that tell you? That it is harder to enter hellfire. So you understand, at the moment that Ramadan starts, you get all of that and you must feel it. Despite, as I said, despite the reluctance that some of us may have, oh, it's going to be hard. No, it's going to be long. No, I don't know if I can handle it. In fact, the struggle itself is part of the beauty of Ramadan, because Allah teaches you through that struggle things about yourself and about life itself. And through that struggle and through that sacrifice, you enter heaven and you escape hellfire. That's what we learn in Ramadan. As he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, that Allah said, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمَ لَهُ الْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا إِلَى سَبْعِمَائَةِ ضِعِفْ إِلَّا الصَّوْمْ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ يَتْرُكُ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ وَشَهْوَتَهُ وَلَذَّتَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِي. He said, alayhi salatu wassalam, that Allah said, and it's significant here that Allah is the one who is speaking, because this could have been a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but here Allah wanted to talk to you, and He's telling you that all the deeds of the son of and the child of Adam are His, and He explains it by saying that al-hasanatu bi'ashri amthaliha, a good deed gets multiplied 10 times into 700 times, except for fasting. It is done for Me, and I will reward it. He leaves and she leaves what they like to eat, what they like to drink, لَذَّتَهُ, what they enjoy, شَهْوَتَهُ, what they desire for My sake. Subhanallah. That is, Allah Azza wa Jalla loves this so much because He sees in it how we're supposed to be. He sees in it that you see how attractive the food is. You're dreaming about eating, dreaming about drinking, all the food that you can eat and drink. But you say no to all of it. No and no. And even لَذَّتَهُ وَشَهْوَتَهُ, other things that you desire, and sexual desire as well. I'm not going to touch, I'm not going to see, I'm not going to listen. No, haram, haram, it's all haram. So you stay away from all of these temptations, and Allah sees your struggle, and Allah sees your jihad, your striving. And He says, who is He doing this for? Because there's only one who can see Him. Who? Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah is the only one. And when He sees your ikhlas, your sincerity, He says, what? All the other deeds that you do are for You. They'll be multiplied according to the formula that we mentioned. The angels will record them and they will be multiplied, etc., etc. But this fasting is so special that Allah says, I will reward for it. And it means that it exceeds the 10 and the 700. And that's why when you think about it, I'm going to be fasting the first day of Ramadan, and when I finish that day, it will be counted as more than the 700 that Allah talked about. The limit is only known to Allah Azza wa Jal, and it depends on your ikhlas and your struggle and how close you were to Allah throughout that day. So what a barakah that is. So the gates of Jannah are open. And the invitation of Allah Azza wa Jal is there. And in the hadith, He said, alayhi salatu wassalam, فِيهَا لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ مَّنْ حُرِمَ خَيْرَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمٌ. He says, there is a night in that month that is better than 1,000 nights. If you are denied the goodness of that night, then you are really denied and deprived. Meaning, at the end, 10 nights, 10 days, one of them definitively is Laylatul Qadr. If you do something, if you pray, if you ask, if you come close to Allah Azza wa Jal, that will be for you better than 1,000 nights. So understand how much barakah is deposited in that one night and in that month, that Allah is telling you that if you are denied the barakah of that one night, you really have lost something significant. And who among us wants to be among the deprived? So get excited about the month of Ramadan because of how much Allah Azza wa Jal has for you in it. You understand the forgiveness of Allah throughout the year. We have strayed. We have neglected Allah's commands and prohibitions. We have not done what we're supposed to be and to do. We have not been the Muslims that we want to be. The Muslims that Allah wants us to be. You come into Ramadan as if you're docking into a harbor. Safe, safe place. Why is it safe? Because Allah is supporting you. How is Allah supporting you in the month of Ramadan? First of all, your enemy, the shaytan, is shackled. تُغَلُّ فِيهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ تُصَفَّدُ فِيهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ The shaytan who roams free throughout the year. The shaytan that you say had troubled me so much that I've strayed and I've been swayed and I've been tempted and I ignored Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah weakens him in the month of Ramadan so that you could launch into what Allah loves. So he weakens your enemy. And by the way, your enemy is weakened in proportion to your piety, by the way. So if a person's piety is minimal, his shaitan will not have as many shackles. He'll be able to whisper more strongly than the shaitan of a believer who is very close to Allah Azza wa Jal. His shaitan will be subdued more and weakened more because of his ibadah. So the more that you are close to Allah, the closer you are to Allah, the more shackles, the more chains are on your shaitan. So if you find some whispers, don't worry about them. They'll be fainter than the rest of the year. Simply rush to Allah Azza wa Jal and ask for His protection. So He had wakened your enemy and had made everybody around you fast. And everybody's around you reading the Quran. And everybody around you is close to Allah, is reminding you that this is a time that is very special. And company here is significant. You're not going to feel the month of Ramadan or its beauty if you're surrounding yourself with people who don't care about Ramadan. It's just going to feel like any other month. But if you surround yourself with the righteous, with people who want to fast, who are talking to you about what masjid are you going to go to for Taraweeh? How much did you finish of the Quran? What did you do? How much sadaqah did you give? Meaning that they want to motivate themselves and others to come close to Allah. That company will teach you the meaning of Ramadan, will keep you close to Allah Azza wa Jal. And one of the best places to find that company is where? In the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why populate the houses of Allah in the month of Ramadan. For every salah, between the salahs, coming early for salah, staying late after the salah, simply positioning yourself in the best place to remember Allah Azza wa Jal. So some of the salaf, when the month of Ramadan would come after they heard from a sahabi, they said that when the month of Ramadan comes, preserve your eyes and ears and tongue so that you do not engage in what displeases Allah Azza wa Jal. So when they heard that from that sahabi, when they would start fasting, they would come to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal and stay in it as long as they can. Because they say, as long as I'm here, I'm not upsetting Allah Azza wa Jal. As long as I'm here, I'm doing what pleases Him. I'm reading a Quran, I'm making dua, I'm remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm assisting others, but I'm doing something beneficial. So you protect yourself and you protect your fasting. And that is in essence one of the great meanings of the month of Ramadan and lessons of the month of Ramadan. And in the hadith, he said alayhi salatu wassalam, فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَصْخَبْ فَإِنْ سَابَّهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ شَاتَمَهُ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. He says, when you are fasting, on the day when you are fasting, you should not be engaging in obscenity, in profanity, or being loud and argumentative. لَا يَرْفُثْ, it means profanity, meaning that your tongue should be pure. You should watch out what you're saying, because your tongue, by the way, is not only fasting from eating and drinking, but also from what? Haram. No backbiting, no mocking others, no making fun of them, no suspecting so-and-so, no spreading gossip. Nothing that upsets Allah Azza wa Jal. So you want to say something wrong, you stop. Why? Ramadan. You want to say something else? No, stop. Why? It is Ramadan. Because Allah is teaching you there. Because this is how we are supposed to be in normal times. But maybe we're not that strong. Maybe we're not that observant. But in Ramadan, we're more conscious of our sayings and our actions. Because we're more conscious of the presence of Allah Azza wa Jalla in our lives. So, لا يرفض. Don't engage in profanity. And if you stop for Ramadan, you can continue after. So watch what you're saying. And also, وَلَا يَصْخَبْ. Don't be loud, but humble. And don't be argumentative, disputing with others, arguing with them. I'm right, you're wrong. No. You let go of those arguments as well. And be humble. Let people, when they see you, not for their sake, but people, mainly also yourself, when you look at yourself, you say, there's a difference between my fasting days and my non-fasting days. This is a ibadah. Think about yourself in salah. How do you behave inside the salah? Is it like how you behave outside? No. Now, when you're fasting, you're going to be the same person who was when he was not fasting? This is a ibadah. Imagine yourself in tawaf around the Kaaba. That tawaf is what? Ibadah. When you're around the Kaaba, you'll be thinking the same thoughts, the same things as you were in sitting in a restaurant? No. So this is Ramadan. When you say, that's how I have the intention. When you have that intention and you start your fast, that's a ibadah now. لا يصخب. Don't argue. And if someone wants to argue and fight with you, what do you say to them? I'm fasting and I'm fasting. A declaration for yourself and for them that this day is special and this month is special. And I'm doing this for Allah Azza wa Jal. I can argue with you and I could be profane if I wanted. But for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, none of that is going to be in this month. When Allah sees your restraint, when Allah sees your love for Him, that is when Allah Azza wa Jal values and loves you and rewards you for this month. May Allah Azza wa Jal put the love of the month of Ramadan in our hearts and enable us to do in it what He loves and stay away from what He hates. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. As I said, we've all done things that we're not proud of throughout the year. Things that we don't want to meet Allah Azza wa Jal with. Things that we have remembered, things that we have forgotten, but things that we are sure that if we meet Allah with, we're going to be ashamed and disgraced because. And because of that, we need Allah's forgiveness. We need the power to change. And this month is one of the greatest times to get Allah's forgiveness. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, on multiple ahadith, Ramadan ila Ramadan kaffaratun lima baynahuma. It says, Ramadan to Ramadan forgives the sins that are in between. Sins of an entire year could be forgiven, depending on how much we fast and how well we do it. He said also, alayhi salatu wasalam, that for each day, وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ وَلِلْمُسْلِمِ فِيهِ دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابَ وَذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah frees people from hellfire in it each day. And each Muslim has an accepted supplication for them each day. Each single day of Ramadan. Some of us wait till the last 10 to start actually worrying about that and caring for it. Whereas the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying you have 20 days before the 10. Where each day you have an opportunity of two things. Allah could make that day. Now, you don't have to wait till the 27th or the 25th. That day, the first or the second, that day is when you are freed from hellfire. You won. And you try the first day, and you try the second day, and you try the third day, and your intent should be, each day will be my day, bi'idhnillah azza wa jal. And some of those days, your fast is not going to be great. You're going to be tired. You're going to be bored a little bit. And that's fine. pick up and try the next day. Because the beauty of Ramadan also is the beauty of learning to strive despite the setbacks that you feel. It's fine if in the first few days you're not all there. Make up for it in the next week, in the next few days. But you keep trying. And one of those days, if you keep asking Allah Azza wa Jalla, one of those days might be yours. And then if you want anything, anything, anything from Allah Azza wa Jalla, the best of the akhirah and the best of the dunya, each day designate time, hours, where you would sit, actually sit, and ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for whatever you want. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but you sit and you ask. And if you're doing this, especially at opportune times for requesting from Allah Azza wa Jalla, عند الإفطار, when you're going to make, when you're going to break your fast, that is a valuable time of dua, before and after. So make dua and ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, the last third of the night. And throughout the day when you are fasting, keep asking Allah Azza wa Jalla, whatever comes to your mind, but also designate a time for dua so that you don't miss that. And if a person keeps asking Allah Azza wa Jalla for 30 days, what do you think Allah Azza wa Jalla will do with these requests? The more you knock, the more likely that the door will be opened for you. So forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jalla is waiting for us there. And finally, what I want to say is that, to connect it to what we said before, anticipating the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لِصَائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ, the fasting person has two reasons of joy and happiness. He'll be happy twice. Once when he breaks his fast, and the next one is when he meets Allah Azza wa Jalla. So I don't know if we associate Ramadan with happiness, and if we do that for the right reasons, but Ramadan should be linked to happiness. And again, you'll say, but there's burden of fasting in it, the burden of salah, the burden of this and the burden of that. We say, no matter. Remember the outcome and the goal of all of this. Farhatan, two things that will make you happy. When you break your fast, you'll be happy. And you'll be happy there, or you should be happy for two reasons when you break your fast. One is natural and inescapable. Now you can eat and now you can drink. That brings you natural happiness. And join to it that this is from Allah Azza wa Jalla. He's the one who feeds and He is the one who gives. That's a ni'mah. So associate, link it to that. There's another reason for happiness when you break your fast. You just finished a day of ibadah. Think about that, which is really more valuable than being happy for eating and drinking, right? I just finished a day of fasting, alhamdulillah. Many cannot fast. Many don't know about Ramadan. Many do not want to fast. You just finished a day of fasting and you've deposited that and given that to Allah Azza wa Jalla, alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And now you think about the next moment of happiness. When I meet Allah Azza wa Jalla, I expect that when I see this, I'll be happy. So when you go to Taraweeh and you finish Taraweeh, and yeah, on the first day and the first couple of days, your back will hurt a little bit. And you feel that you don't want to be there. But at the conclusion of that, say, alhamdulillah, I finished a ibadah. That is now with Allah Azza wa Jalla, may Allah accept it. When you eat your suhoor, you're not just eating a meal. When you're eating your suhoor, you remember that Allah Azza wa Jal and the angels are giving salah to you because you're eating that meal. Right? So you feel, alhamdulillah, I've not also done a ibadah. When you rush and you break your fast, not just simply you're hungry, you can't wait to eat. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who said, there will always be good in my ummah as long as they rush to eat their iftar and break their fast. So you say, okay, there's still good left in us because we're doing this. Appreciate and feel all those meanings when you are fasting, and really approach Ramadan with anticipation and approach it with happiness. And any anticipated anxiety and difficulty that you have about the month of Ramadan, recognize the shaitan is there to make it worse for you, right? If you have any of those feelings, the shaitan wants to bring you down. Say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بإذن الله عز وجل. It will be easy, and pray for that. And any difficulty, especially if you have increased and added difficulty more than other people, any difficulty, Allah rewards you more for it because you're striving harder than anybody else. Who ask Allah Rabbil Alameen, Arham Ar-Rahimeen, Ya Allah, make us of those who anticipate and receive the month of Ramadan with happiness, excitement, and preparedness so that we can take the greatest advantage of it. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to make us of those who are forgiven in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, make us of those who fast the days of Ramadan, Imanan wa Ihtisaba. Allah, make us of those who pray the nights of Ramadan, Imanan wa Ihtisaba. Make us of those who pray Laylatul Qadr, Imanan wa Ihtisaba. Make us of those who pray, make dua throughout the days and nights of the month of Ramadan. And give us the accepted dua in it, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Make us of those who remember you often in the month of Ramadan. Make us, Ya Rabbal Alameen, the ones who stay away from the haram and guard and protect their eyes and ears and tongues and hands and feet and bodies from haram. Enable us and give us the strength to do the best that we can in that month and accept from us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Forgive us in it and our children and our spouses, our parents, our families and the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma barik lana fi Ramadan, Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma inna ala qiyamihi wa siyamihi, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma inna ala dua'i wa dhikrika fihi. Allahumma waffiqna fihi li kulli khayrin wa ahfazna fihi min kulli sharrin wa makruhin, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma aj'alna mimma من غفر لنا فيه يا رب العالمين وتقبل لنا فيه منا الدعاء وتقبل لنا فيه منا قراءة القرآن اللهم أعنا فيه يا ربي على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم وفقنا لقراءة القرآن وتدبره ولا تجعلنا ممن هجره رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا ممن زدتنا فيه إيمانا اللهم اجعلنا ممن حقق فيه التقوى يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا ممن عمل فيه فنال رضاك وابتعد عما يسخطك فرضيت عنه يا رب العالمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وأعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين وأقيم الصلاة.